One of the things Miriam Marston always reminds those who enter the faith at the Easter Vigil, this is a long period of time to celebrate. We continue in this Easter season, and Miriam Marston is joining us today to let us know and give us an update on how things are going at St. Anthony's Church in Tigard. She is their Faith Formation Director and joining us this morning. Hello, Miriam. It's been a minute. How are you?
Good morning, Brenda. It is wonderful to speak with you and check in with your listeners, and I'm doing very well. I hope all is well with you.
Miriam, you had such a large group of people come into the faith at Easter Vigil. What was that number again?
It's about 30 people getting baptized at Easter, both youth and adults.
That is incredible. Yeah, what a real blessing, not only for them, but for the community now that they joined there at St. Anthony's. You know, when you were teaching them and telling them about, you know, when you come into the faith, the Easter season, it's not just that Sunday. This is a long period of time. What are some of the things that you remind them and you tell them that here's what you can do with these weeks of Easter?
Yeah, that's a great point to know that the celebration really does stretch out for a number of days. So I tell them, you know, pay attention to the colors at the liturgy. You're going to see a lot of white for a while. You're going to hear a lot of those alleluias with the blessings. So paying attention liturgically to those things that are reminding us that we're still in the Easter season. And so they get accustomed to seeing the colors and hearing the words and really soaking in that time of Alleluia. And then I tell them then we'll turn into ordinary times. So just to get them ready to see a lot of green.
That's right. In fact, those are those long weeks of ordinary time and up until we get to the Advent season. Now, this was not your ordinary Easter season either. So many of us saddened and shocked when we woke up on that Easter Monday to hear of the death of Pope Francis. But as the church knows, well, that just means it's a time of transition and we welcome a new Pope, Pope Leo XIV. An American. What were you doing when you saw that white smoke?
Oh, it's a fun memory, Brenda, something I will remember for a very long time. So like a lot of people, I was just at work in my office, but I had propped up my phone to watch the live feed from the Vatican. So I just had it in the corner of my eye, and all of a sudden, I see out of the corner of my eye that, you know, the seagulls on the roof.
That's so everybody watched them, yep.
And I see the white smoke and I hear the crowd and I just start yelling out because my brother-in-law is in the office right next to me. And I said, white smoke, white smoke. And it was fun, Brenda, because all across the campus of St. Anthony's, we were hearing that. And we were saying, we're getting a new pope. And the students were knocking at the door saying, white smoke, white smoke. And it was just a very exciting moment. My goodness, a moment where I'm particularly grateful to work for the Catholic Church because we get to share in that in a particular way. And so my two of my nieces and nephews are at the school here at St. Anthony. So my brother-in-law pulled them out of the classroom so we could watch it kind of all together. And it was just fantastic to live that moment together, to that anticipation for an hour or so as we were waiting for the announcement. And then, yes, we heard the words that I didn't think I would hear. This was a pope from the United States.
And, of course, we now know we have Pope Leo XIV, an American, and we continue to pray for him as he also makes a transition in his life. And we look forward and we pray for him for all that our church will gain during his pontificate. If you are just tuning in, Miriam Marston is joining us today, just giving us a bit of an update on all things that are going on there at St. Anthony's Church. Well, we talk about this time of transition and the people are growing in faith, those that have come through all of their formation, they are now entered into the church. What do you begin to work on now in your job personally since, well, this group has gone through? Do you continue with lessons with them or are you already looking towards that next class?
Great question. So we've just formally wrapped up mystagogy, so that time that the neophytes, those who are newly baptized, they do have that formation after Easter. So we cover topics like reconciliation, the Beatitudes, Catholic social teaching. We looked at a number of different topics. So we've just kind of wrapped that up. And I'm very pleased to see, too, that a number of those are now getting plugged into events and opportunities and small group ministries and service opportunities here at the church. That's what we want to see, that momentum continue after baptism. But we turn right into inquiry now. So inquiry is this phase of the OCIA where folks who would like to be baptized and enter the church, they start inquiry. They're asking the questions. They're learning the basics of the faith and coming together with others who are also asking similar questions of God, of Jesus, of the church. So we start that this Sunday. So we're wasting no time diving wow. right back in. And praise God, I've already been working with about 8 people who I've been meeting with regularly over the last few months, one-on-one, and now this group kind of coalesces together to meet a few times a month throughout the summer. It's that group, Brenda, then that will go through the rite of acceptance and then enter into the catechumenate. So by that time, it's looking like we'll have at least 12, 15, 20 adults. I don't really know. We'll find out come September. But it's lovely to have a great group now, and they're coming from all different backgrounds with so many different stories and questions. I will add, there's definitely been a Pope effect here. I saw a bit of a Pope Francis effect after he passed away. I had 2 people reach out shortly after because Pope Francis had left such an impression on their lives, and they're not baptized, they're not Catholic, and they reached out saying, we've been inspired to take this next step. So I actually had 12 people in less than 2 weeks reach out about joining the church. It was astonishing. I once spent an entire Monday just back-to-back-to-back-to-back meetings just with those who are interested in joining the church. That's very inspiring to see, and definitely a work of the Holy Spirit, Brenda.
Oh, Miriam, I got to tell you that, you know, how wonderful to be able to not get your regular work done because you have so many people wanting to come into the faith and you have to meet with all of them. Oh, that is really a very good problem to have, I suppose.
It is. It is indeed. Yep.
Well, Miriam, you know, as we move into the summer months, I mean, I think many people will begin to go on vacation. How do you use kind of these down months? I know, as you said, you're already starting to work on that next group that are going to be going through their inquiry process for next Easter Vigil. But for you personally, how do you spend these summer months, maybe just kind of recharging your own faith? Because, you know, if we don't have a strong faith ourselves, you don't have anything to offer others. What are you going to do to be able to boost yourself?
So true. It's very true. And so to recharge, to reset a little bit, I will go spend a few weeks with my family back in France. So that will be really great. Sort of stepping away from the tigered scene for a little while, get some perspective and spend some time just by the Atlantic and eating some lovely French food and just seeing my parents, my brother, my nephew out there. So that will be just a wonderful time to recharge a little bit and then come back. But even then, before I leave, I'm getting my just sort of things ready to start up registrations for First Communion and everything. Because as you know, Brenda, we hit the ground running, you know, even during the summer as families are getting ready to sign up for sacramental preparation for the fall. So I'm getting all of that ready now, so that way I'm not scrambling too much when I come back vacation. So it'll be good.
Good. Yeah. And Miriam, while you are on vacation, it's a good opportunity for you to gather with your family. Maybe a little belated celebration. You had a very important anniversary just recently.
Yeah, praise God. I celebrated 5 years since becoming a consecrated virgin. So that was May 24th, 2020. That was the happiest day of my life. There's no other way to put it. I got to go to the 7:30 a.m. Mass at the cathedral that morning on May 24th, just on the 5th anniversary. I wanted to be in the place where I had entered consecrated life. And that was really special to just go to Mass there and just remember and be grateful to all that God has just poured into my life. And I hope to pour back out into the world and into the church.
Oh, Miriam, can I just say you are a blessing for sure to all those who come across you. And you are definitely a blessing to all of us here at Mater Dei Radio. Thank you so much for your time today. God bless you and happy Easter for a few more days.
Thank you so much, Brenda, and God bless you, and happy Easter as well.